I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Hey, 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 welcome to Eastbourne, guys. This is in the southeast of England, lovely little seaside resort. And I've just been swimming in the sea, and I'm going to subject you to the sight of me in swimming shorts. I don't think you're ready for that, but if you are listening on audio or safe, if you are watching the videos, you can see I'm wearing my usual respectable garb, yellow trainers, blue shorts, and slightly grubby white t-shirt. So I am respectable, don't worry, it's not going to be an X-rated episode. But a couple of metaphors that have struck me having just been in for a swim in the sea. The first thing is an old saying from the stock markets: the rising tide rises all ships, or rising tide raises all ships, I should say. So what does that mean? Well, first of all, let's take an example, the FTSE 100 recently, which, if you're not familiar with it, is the 100 largest companies by market capitalization, and the London Stock Exchange is the equivalent of the Dow index in America, or the Standard & Poor index, Standard & Poor 500. Recently, after Brexit, the vote to leave the European Union in the UK here went below 6,000. A few days ago, it gone up to 7,000. Now, if I'd simply gone and picked a company in the top 10, so that was fairly representative of the index as a whole, and invested in that, it probably would have gone up in value. Why? Was it some underlying change? Not really. It's just because a rising tide raises all ships. Generally, markets tend to go up and down in sync to some degree with things that have some sort of thing in common. Now, that's a very general statement. I'm not a stock market investor, but it's one of those things that if you got into Amazon back into late 2013, early 2014, as some of the people who trained me did, then, you know, you could pick almost anything, and because there was so much demand and there was not enough supply yet, you could go in with some slightly dodgy private label product and, you know, make out like a bandit for quite a while. Now, that is not the case. Now, the second metaphor that strikes me is this, that as I've just been doing myself: don't swim against the tide. If you are working like crazy and you're not getting anywhere because there are more powerful forces than you pushing you back, there are two possibilities for you to do. One is you swim like crazy and then you can actually make headway. But that's really exhausting, takes a lot of energy, and is very inefficient because you're fighting against bigger forces than you, right? The other thing is to go with the flow. So if you find that you picked a product and your competitors are, you know, slamming the prices down, they're spending a lot of money on advertising, they are doing innovations, they're doing all the right things, they're doing giveaways, getting a lot of reviews, and you're really struggling, then it could well be that you're trying to swim against the tide. And instead of being a hero about it, you could simply go, well, this is me fighting bigger forces than myself. I'm probably going to lose. The best I'm going to do is kind of stalemate, or possibly a bit of a grudging victory. I don't think that's smart. I think the best thing to do is to go with the tide. So where are the people demanding products that are not yet receiving the supply? You know, and that could be more heavy products, it could be more differentiated products, it could be more complex products with more problems to solve. But if you can solve them, you know, you're in a safe harbour, as it were, and you are protected from the competition. A bit of moat around you, to use another water-based metaphor that Warren Buffett, the great investor, is very fond of. So a couple of thoughts from the seaside. I hope that sets your brain thinking. I personally, having tried to just swim against the tide, think it's a lot more fun to go with it. So be aware of the current, be aware of the tendencies, be aware of where you're going. If I was starting a retail business now, the last thing in the world I would do is try and start one on the high street, because online is the tide that is coming in. And if you are an online retailer, you are definitely part of the future trend. So from that way, you're swimming with the tide, not against it. However, Amazon is getting more and more crowded. It could even be that you want to consider getting off Amazon and getting your own little sort of inlet somewhere, to extend the metaphor, find a little safe harbour and have your own e-commerce store and actually bother about Amazon too much. That's one possibility that I think is on the horizon for us. But in the meantime, if you're on Amazon, there's still money to be made, but you need to go with the tide, not against it. If you're fighting against a mass of people selling the same kind of product as you, it's time to get out of the water, find another place to swim. Thanks, guys. I hope that was of interest, and I'll speak to you soon with some more watery thoughts from Eastbourne. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First,
80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.